Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the New York Giants and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bobby Hoffman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Catt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sal Mali. Pitching for the New York Giants, Sal Mali. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting seventh. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chet Nichols. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Chet Nichols. And now, play ball. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner takes first base on ball four. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tanner moves to third. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tanner scores. Logan moves to second. It's 1-0, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Aaron reaches second base with a double. Logan scores. Matthews moves to third. It's 2-0, Braves. Ramon Monzón now pitching. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is walked intentionally. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews scores. Aaron moves to third. Adcock moves to second. It's 3-0, Braves. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aaron tags and scores. One out. It's 4-0, Braves. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monzón fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoffman moves to second. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tanner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pavko. Cat reaches second base with a double. Ramon Monzant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monzant bunts towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. Cat moves to third. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cat scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Braves. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pavko hits a pop-up towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Braves. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-1 in the game. Nichols hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tanner takes first base on ball 4. Nichols moves to second. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Logan strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ramon Monzant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monzant is 0-for-0 in the game. Monzant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Adcock hits a pop-up towards the mound. Monzon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pavko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-2 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Catt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a fly ball into right field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aaron strikes out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Adcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams pinch hits for Ramon Monzont. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. Marv Grissom now pitching. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Crandall. The throw from Cat and he is out, Dark applying the tag. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. O'Connell reaches second base with a double. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes O'Connell trying to get to home. Mays throws the ball into Cat, who tags O'Connell, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Thompson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 5, and New York Giants, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.